As a Christian, you have God in the person of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, 1 Corinthians 6:19. You can indeed do all things through Christ because He has given you the strength and the ability to accomplish it, Philippians 4:13. This is precisely why Peter writes in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry. This is episode 172. In this week's episode, we continue our mini-series on glorifying God as we discover how to remove the mask and truly live for Christ. This week's episode is entitled, Can You Do It? Yes, You Can. Through the divine power and strength that only God can give, you can actually literally say no to the sinful desires of the flesh. God's grace instructs us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, Titus 2 verse 12. The very same power that parted the Red Sea, the very same power that shut the lions' mouths, that told the massive storm to just be still, the very same power that raised Lazarus, the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that same power enables you and I today to deny the sinful desires of the flesh and instead choose moment by moment, every moment of every day, to walk out your faith, to live in full obedience to the Heavenly Father. You do not have to sin. You always, mark it down, watch us now, you always have a choice. So when you do sin, it's because you have willingly chosen short-term pleasure, and I'll couch that in quotes, over the eternal joy of living for God. When you choose to sin, you are choosing to willingly offer your body to sin instead of choosing to be a living sacrifice, Romans 12, verse 1. Hey, let's face it. It's hard to be the master of your body. I think Paul worded it very well in Romans chapter 7 when he said, I've discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what's wrong. I love God's law with all my heart. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Romans 7, verses 21 through 24. I love the words of Galatians 2, verse 20, where we read the familiar words that say, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now in that verse, Galatians 2:20, I want you to notice Paul's reference to the life I live in the flesh. Now this is huge, so watch this. The life that you live in the body is to be lived by faith. Do you remember Paul's question that he asked in Romans 7, verse 24? He said, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Can you relate? Paul goes on to answer his own question, verse 25. He says, thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. See, Jesus and Him alone will give you everything that you need to stand firm in the faith, to resist the temptation, and to live consistently in purity, godliness, and integrity, and victory. Now here's the exciting thing. Watch this now. You are not in this fight alone. The question you need to ask yourself is this. Do I believe that God can and will help me live in daily victory over the sinful desires of my flesh? Do I believe that? Furthermore, do I really want Him to? You know, I think all too often we yearn for God to wave His magic wand, to snap His fingers, wiggle His nose, and just make our temptations and sinful desires just vanish into thin air, making everything suddenly and miraculously better. Wouldn't that be awesome? Now, I admit God certainly can do that, but that's not usually how he accomplishes his purpose and his plan in our life. Never forget, your mind plays a crucial role in living a life that glorifies God. Satan knows that. To glorify God in your everyday living, he must first be glorified in your every moment thinking. I've said that multiple times throughout this podcast, episode after episode after episode. Whom you choose to worship determines what you choose to think about. What you choose to think about determines what you choose to do. What you choose to do determines the consequences that will result. It all begins with your worship. It's why we're not to even think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh, Romans 13, verse 14. You see, when you toy around with that idea, when you play around with that sin, it's like a fish playing around with the fisherman's lure, James 1, 14 and 15. Fish thinking, I'm not going to get caught. And even if I do, I'll be able to wiggle my way off that deadly hook. That's the deceptive lie of the enemy, my friend. However, when you daily choose to let the Holy Spirit guide your life, then you won't be doing what the sinful flesh craves. Just look at Galatians 5:16. To experience what I call an extreme mind makeover requires a drastic change in your thought process. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect, Romans 12:2. Some Bible translations use the phrase, do not be conformed to this world, in Romans 12:2. That verb to conform carries with it the idea of putting on a mask. Putting on the mask so that you can appear to those around you as being something and someone that you are actually not. Now, when a Christian chooses to conform to this world, he or she is choosing to adjust their behavior, their attitude, their demeanor, their words, their actions, to imitate the traits and the features that are characteristic of the unsaved world around them. Now, I've got to ask, why? Why would any Christian ever want to do that? Well, the truth is, it's hard at times to be a Christian, am I right? Whether it's in the workplace, at school, in the neighborhood, even around family members, the unsaved can be harsh and cruel towards Christians. One of the tactics that Satan likes to use on us is getting us to believe that we need to act a little bit more like the world so that we can fit into the world, all for the purpose of winning the world for Christ. Satan wants to convince us that it's a whole lot easier to put on the mask when you're around the unsaved, acting like they do, talking like they do, laughing at the things they laugh at, so that they'll accept your Christian witness. Or more truthfully, so that you won't come under attack for your faith, right? Well, God strictly commands us to not copy the behavior and the customs of this world. How are you doing with that? Don't conform to the world's way of doing things. Don't put on a mask. Instead, remove it. This command, be not conformed to the pattern of this world, is written in what's called the present tense. It means the action that's being described, in this case, not conforming, not putting on a mask, that action is taking place right now, right now, right now, and even right now, as well as right now. The action of keeping the mask off never ends. It never takes a break. In other words, it is never right. It's never acceptable to God to put on the mask so that you can conform to the world. So what exactly does that mean for you and I? We're not to pretend to be something that we're not. Stop putting on the mask when you're around the unsaved. Stop putting on a mask when you're around Christians as well. Stop conforming to the patterns of others. Not now, not 10 minutes from now, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not when the going gets tough. Never, mark it down, never are we to wear a worldly mask. When you choose to do the things that the unsaved do, to act the way they act, to talk the way they talk, let's face it, you're doing so for the self-centered purpose of gaining man's approval, of looking good in the eyes of others. Paul asks a powerful question in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. He says, am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Am I trying to please man? Paul then goes on to declare in this verse, if I'm still trying to please man, I cannot be a servant of Christ. You see, as a follower of Christ, your goal, my goal, must always be to please God. Not others, not even myself, God and God alone. 2 Corinthians 5:9 tells us we're to make it our goal to please Him. So, how are you doing with that? Is it your goal in life to please God in everything you think, everything you say, and everything you do all the time? Now, listen, I'm not asking, is it something you desire? Is it a target that you're shooting for? I'm asking, is it your goal? Is it your focus? Is pleasing God in everything your main purpose in life? Is that what motivates your choices, your worship, your thinking, your doing, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4? You see, the Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance. But the Lord looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Because God sees your heart, and His purpose in your life is to refine you to be more like Christ, Romans 8, 28 and 29, the Holy Spirit is going to convict you of your sin. He's going to prompt you to choose those things that bring Him glory. That which brings God glory also brings Him and us great delight, as well as a sense of peace, joy, hope, confidence in Him. All in all, it is for your good and it is for His glory that He sees your heart, knows your thoughts, and puts you to the test. So I ask, why then would we ever want to conform to something that isn't pursuing our good and God's glory? Don't conform to the pattern of this world. Don't allow King Me to ever convince you it's okay to put on a mask from time to time and pretend to be what you're not just so that you can enjoy life for a little while. That's a lie from the pit of hell, my friend, especially since you've already tasted of the goodness of God. As a child of God who is loved dearly by none other than the Almighty, Most Holy, Sovereign, Creator of the universe, you should be deeply motivated to live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own evil desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say you must be holy because I am holy. 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 16. Here's a fact. As a born-again believer, as a Christian, you are not your own. You have been bought at a very high price. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. You are what the Scriptures call technon theos, child of God. So when you choose to conform to the world's way of thinking and doing things, you are actually committing spiritual adultery. James 4, verse 4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity, it is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. James 4, verse 4. Okay, we're going to hit the pause button here until next week's episode. Next week, we'll continue our mini-series on how to glorify God. But in the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about the Pure Man Ministry and what it is that we do to help men literally across the globe find freedom and victory over sexual sin and addiction, then I encourage you to visit our website. There's a multitude of resources we've made available to you. The website is The Purity Coach, all one word, The Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, coach.com. One of those resources that we've made available to you, I've been highlighting it to you over the last few episodes, is my book entitled Extreme Mind Makeover, How to Transform Your Sinful Thoughts and Habits into Patterns of Life Pleasing to God. Again, the title is Extreme Mind Makeover, How to Transform Your Sinful Thoughts and Habits into Patterns of Life that are Pleasing to God. This is a book written to take you on a journey through Scripture. The book is just chock full of God's Word for the purpose of examining what God has to say about how your thoughts, your words, your actions, your worship influence and impact your heart. In fact, much of what you heard in today's episode was taken directly from chapter 8 of the book Extreme Mind Makeover, How to Transform Your Sinful Thoughts and Habits into Patterns of Life Pleasing to God. So let me encourage you to go to our website, thepuritycoach.com, and check out our resources page for not just that book, but all the other books that I've written. Or just simply go to amazon.com and purchase your copy of Extreme Mind Makeover today. Be sure to check out all my other titles as well. Now, if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, oh, my friend, let me encourage you to do so today. I don't want you to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach Steve Etner, reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.